Good evening. Welcome back, Rory. And 65, five birdies and an eagle, bogey-free round. Can you fill us in?
Yeah, you know, a great day. You know, I'm closer to the lead than I was starting off the day, which is a bonus, especially when you see, you know, Patrick goes out and shoots 67 and obviously played very well. I rode my luck a little bit out there. You know, the chip in on the 8th hole, finding my ball in the azaleas on 13, not the first time. Then, you know, hitting the tree on 18 and coming back in the fairway and making a birdie from that. So, you know, I rode my luck a little bit out there today. Hopefully I don't have to rely on it too much tomorrow. But, yeah, just a great day to get myself into the final group. You know, and have a chance to win another major. I'm excited. So, you couldn't ask for much more out of today.
Thanks very much. Ewan?
Rory, you've waited 7 years to be in the final group here on a Sunday. How much does that situation mean to you, and perhaps maybe putting into practice a lot of the things you learned maybe that day specifically, even? I know the circumstances are different.
Yeah, I've been waiting for this chance, to be honest. You know, I always have said that, you know, 2011 was a huge turning point in my career. It was the day that I realized I wasn't ready to win major championships, and I needed to reflect on that and realize what I needed to do differently. But now I am ready. I learned a lot from it. You know, I'm happy to be in the final. Obviously, I'm not in the lead like I was, you know, going into that day. So I probably don't have as much pressure. I don't have to protect anything. I can go out and sort of freewheel like I did today. Which is a great position to be in. I wish I was a little closer to the lead or leading, but I'm in the final group and I've shot 65 on moving day at the Masters. You know, it's all I can ask for.
Jim?
Rory, could you take us back to that situation you had at 13? What the lie looked like? What kind of gap you had in those to get it back into play?
It was a sea of pink. I was lucky just to see the ball, and I had a stance, and you know, it's actually, you know, azaleas are actually pretty thin down below. You know, they look pretty thick on top, but down below they're not too bad. So I could take a stance and just sort of pick the club straight up and get it back down on top of it and just trundle it out through the pine straw and back onto the grass. And, you know, I made a couple of really key up and downs coming in there. Obviously 13, the up and down on 15, on 16, on 17, you know, so the, but, you know, that was the hardest. It was raining all day was when I hit my second shot on 13, and I just probably should. I rushed it a little bit. I probably shouldn't have hit when I did. But, yeah, I wasn't too comfortable over it. But, you know, thankfully I made five from it and I was able to move on.
I was just going to say, what kind of apprehension did you have? And, you know, and if it didn't work out, did you even think beyond that point?
No, I mean, yeah, at that point, when it sort of went into the azaleas and I didn't see it coming rolling back down, I sort of thought, well, you know, I've been up here before and I made six, so hopefully if I can make six, move on, birdie two or three of the final few holes and, you know, get in the clubhouse. I said to Harry walking down 14, I sort of set myself a target. I said, okay, let's try to get to 12 under here. Didn't quite get there. But, you know, I played the final few holes as well as I could. And, you know, as I said, I rode my luck a little bit and I was lucky enough on 13 to get away with it and make a five.
Barney?
Rose, we all remember the events of Hazeltine a little while ago, but how important is it for you tomorrow to not to sort of get into a head-to-head struggle with Patrick?
Yeah, I mean, there's a lot more players in this golf tournament than just Patrick Reed and I. You know, you've got you know, John on 8, Ricky on 9, you know, even looking at Henrik on 7 there. You know, I know, you know, guys can get off the hot starts on a Sunday here and get a bit of momentum and, you know, do something. You know, Ricky was 5 under for the front nine today. If he goes 5 under for the front nine again tomorrow, you know, it's, you know, the golf tournament's wide open. So, you know, it's definitely not a two-horse race at this point. You know, there's a lot more guys and, you know, I told myself today that I was trying, you know, leaderboards are huge here. It's hard to miss them. But I said to myself, don't concentrate on them too much. Try not to look at them. You know, it's hard not to. But, because I just wanted to set myself a target today and go for that. And I think tomorrow I'll obviously know what Patrick Reed's doing, but apart from that, I'm going to set myself a target, try to get to that, and hopefully it's enough.
Rex.
Rory, did you hear the cheer when Patrick chipped in on 15? And can you just talk about kind of the vibe out there of hearing those cheers bouncing back and forth? It felt like a Sunday afternoon.
Yeah, I heard it. I don't know if I think I was on 17T at that point. And then I saw that he'd went to 15. It's hard. As I said, I mean, you've got these huge leaderboards out there and the roars, it's hard not to know what's going on. It was a great atmosphere out there, even though it was, the weather wasn't great, but I'm going to, you have to expect a lot of roars, in front of you, especially tomorrow. I remember, being on the first hole on Sunday in 2011 and hearing roars from, Charles chipped in front of us on the first, he holed the second shot on the third. There's loads of stuff that goes on and you have to try to zone out as best you can and not let that affect you.
Mark.
Can you go over the fairway bunker shot on 5 and the hole out on 8? And when those things happen, how much wind does that provide at your back as far as what's going to happen?
Yeah, I mean, it gives you a huge boost of momentum. Considering what happened on 5, I felt like I could have stepped up and hit that putt left-handed and it would have went in the luck I got from the second shot. But some days it's with you and some days it's against you. And today it was with me and I took advantage of it. But as I said, hopefully I don't need to rely too much on luck tomorrow and I can go out there and play a good round of golf.
Scott?
Rory, I know it's not a two-man duel like it was at Hazeltine, but can you talk about the atmosphere of that match that you had with Patrick there, and what do you expect the atmosphere to be like tomorrow with the two of you out in the last at Augusta?
I think it'll be slightly different. It's not Europe versus America. It's not, hopefully not such a partisan or bipartisan
partisan
crowd. But Patrick went to Augusta State, he's sort of not a local, but, he played, very good golf here when he went to college, and I'm sure he'll have a lot of support. So I know that there's people out there that are wishing me well and hoping that I play well. So it won't be quite as intense as that Ryder Cup match, I don't think. I think we'll both obviously still be feeling it. It's the last round of a major championship, and we're both going for, Patrick's going for his first, and I'm going for something else, and it's going to be good fun.
Jeff, great scoring today. How was the golf course different? Was it just the rain, or was it also set up?
It was just a little bit softer. The fire was just taken out of the greens a little bit. The greens were probably a foot slower than they were yesterday, and that made all the difference. The tee was up on 4, so it was only he was only playing a 7-iron instead of a 3 or a 4-iron, and it was a slightly different wind, so that I felt like the tough holes played easy. The par fives played a little more difficult, but the tough holes, like if you were aggressive enough off the tee on the fifth, for example, you were only probably having a short iron in your hand. I hit lob wedge into 7. 10 and 11 were both down off the right, so it makes those holes play a little bit easier. So the tough holes played a bit easier, and the gettable holes played a little bit tougher. So I think combination of wind direction and then just the course being a little soft, and that's why you're seeing 65s and 66s.
Todd?
Rory, in the TV interview, you kind of painted this picture a little bit more of almost like you were the underdog or the less popular guy. I think you used the phrase spoil the party. Do you really believe that, or is that almost a mental approach to kind of gird yourself for, having a battle?
Yeah, I feel like, Patrick's got a 3-shot lead. I feel like all the pressure is on him. you know, he's got to go out and protect that, and he's got a few guys chasing him that are pretty big time players, and you know, he's got that to deal with and sleep on tonight. So you know, I feel like I can go out there and play like I've got nothing to lose, and you know, if I can do that, I feel like I'll be okay. I mean, I don't know. I use the term spoil the party. I don't know if that, you know, I don't know how much support he'll have compared to me or whatever. But, you know, as I said, this isn't a two-horse race. There's still a few guys in this golf tournament, and we have to treat it that way.
I have three more questions. Tom?
Good.
Okay. Peter?
After such a good front nine, Rory, after such a good front nine, getting into the back nine and not giving anything away, and your recovery play on 12, 13, 17, you must be really happy going into the final round knowing that your game is at that.
Yeah, I relied on my short game a little bit out there today. Yeah, the birdies dried up after that 8th hole for a bit, but yeah, no, I give myself a couple of decent chances on 10 and 11, and as you said, up and down on 12, 13, you know, even the layup on 15 and getting that up and down for birdie, you know, I relied on my wedges and my putter, which is really nice. You know, that's huge for me going into tomorrow, being able to, you know, get it up and down when I need to. And you know, even you play the angles, you know, even on 17 today, I could have maybe tried to hit it on the green. I had a tighter gap, a little bit right of where I hit it, but I knew play it just to the front left of the green. It's a pretty simple chip shot. Take your four, move on, try and make three at the last, you know, so I'm thinking well, and you know, I'm in that mindset where I can trust my short game. I can trust, you know, missing greens and getting it up and down. And if I can, you know, if I'm doing that and I'm hitting shots that I know that I can hit, you know, I'll produce runs like I did today. So I was really pleased with that. Yeah.
Brian?
Rory, along those lines, how would you describe your confidence level in executing the type of shots you need to hit around here? And secondly, how much more relaxed are you here specifically versus maybe some recent years here?
Yeah, as I've kept saying all week, my game's right there. I don't feel there's any shot on the golf course that I can't execute, and I feel like I have shown that over the last 3 days, whether it be drives or second shots or chips or bunker shots or putts. I feel like all aspects of my game are in really good shape. And I'm much more relaxed. You know, this isn't my first time in this position now. I've been able to close the deal a few times before this. And, you know, I have that to fall back on tomorrow. And I've got a lot of experience in these positions and experience that I've learned from, good and bad. And I feel like all of those experiences will help me tomorrow.
Last question, Philip.
Rory, typically in the final round of a tournament, how much talk do you do with the other player in the group? And how do the dynamics change in the final round of a major?
Yeah, it depends. It depends who you're paired with. You know, Henrik and I talked a little bit today, but not too much. Yeah, I mean, there's probably less chat. Of course there is. I mean, you're trying to concentrate on what you're doing. You maybe a little more dialogue with your caddy, trying to stay relaxed or stay loose. Harry and I were chuckling to ourselves when we found out that United had won 3-2 today, going up the seventh. So that was a nice little tension reliever, I guess. But yeah, I mean, I can't imagine there's going to be much chat out there tomorrow. Not that I have anything against Patrick. We've actually got quite a good relationship. But, you know, at the end of the day, it's business, and we're both trying to do something pretty special.
Thanks very much, Rory. Best of luck tomorrow.
Thank you.